The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
For me, footwork has been something that's got me out of trouble on more than one occasion on and off the pitch, so I'll go with that one.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
We figured it was important a month ago, and it's even more important now. It's down to squeaky bum time in terms of how the vote is going to go, and to try and get a sense of what it might mean right across the country. I'm delighted to say Declan Darcy is with us this morning. Declan, good morning to you. How are you getting on?
Great. How are you this morning?
Well, we're kind of at our wits' end talking about Special Congress and talking about championship structures, because it feels like we've literally been having the same conversation for 20 years. And foolishly, I thought that Proposal B seems fairly straightforward. It's a good idea. It's going to benefit everybody. We can get it in for a couple of seasons and see how it goes. But I was naive / stupid. What's your take on how this is going at the moment and what needs to happen?
Yeah, it's quite difficult. I was on the FRC, which was a couple of years ago, and I got introduced to the layers of diplomacy within the GAA, which kind of took me aback a little bit. So I'm not surprised that the controversy that's been around this debate has escalated over the last couple of days. So there's a lot of layers to be considered within the GAA, and a lot of people to be facilitated. So getting a right decision is always going to be a problem. There's never going to be a right decision. But I do think the debate is critical. And for me, it all comes back to the players and what their needs are and facilitating their needs to make sure that they're functioning as best they can in a broader scale as opposed to a narrower scale as the elite of the elite. So predominantly, this is to facilitate or to encourage the lower end of the teams better participation in their championships and their leagues. And I think it is in the right direction. Is it perfect? No, but nothing is going to be perfect. But it's certainly in the right direction, and it's certainly shining a light on the players that would be perceived to be not on the higher end of teams. And I think that's really, really important for us as an organisation to go forward to take care of everybody.
I think it's very powerful you coming out and saying this, because you've been involved at the elite of the elite, literally the greatest team of all time. You've been a very important member of that backroom team. You've seen that team evolve, so you know the level of work and commitment that they're putting in. But we do the thing in the GAA, we're like, oh, the lads at the lower tiers, they're putting the same amount of effort in. And then what we do is we say, we don't need you for the best part of the summer, and we don't need you to be involved in games when actually you might benefit from the hard work, and you might benefit from the opportunity to stay together and put in practice all the hard work you've done. So can you explain to me why you believe this would be good for teams in at the bottom end of Division 2 and Division 3 and Division 4?
I think for me, I played with Leitrim for a long period of time, so I've seen both sides of it. And the care for both sets of groups is equally important for that player that's involved in it. So I think it's really, really important that they perceive to be that the people that are organising these competitions are as best they can apportioning equal opportunities to both sets. And I think that's really important. So we've had this before. I was part of a Leitrim team that won the B Championship and was really good for us. There were some good teams in it, and it was a good competition to win for us at the time. But that was all it was. There was nothing else with it. I think the following year, Wicklow won it and Kevin O'Brien lifted the cup and the handle fell off the cup. Now, I know there are small things and things like that, but that's what players gravitate to, and they eventually see that there's no meaningful input to that competition, and that's when you get players withdrawn from it. I think the leagues have been hugely important for Division 3 and 4 teams. They put huge amount of effort for them to get promoted, and they get a huge buzz and energy, and they bring that into the championship. So for me, to put that competition further into the better time of the year for them would be critically important for them to enjoy their football against equal competition with the possibility of progressing. I think that's a big, big bonus for those teams.
So knowing what you know about GAA diplomacy from your involvement with the FRC, what's your instinct about how this is going at the moment?
Well, I think Ulster has always been, they have their own identity, which is really, really important, but they have always been a kind of a deal breaker in any kind of decision-making piece, because obviously a lot of the counties are outside our jurisdiction as well. So there's a lot of moving parts with that decision pace with Ulster. So I have a lot of sympathy for them in their decision-making process as well. So it's very hard to read this. I still think for me, it all comes back to the players. What's best for the players? And don't forget, college football has been a huge impactor on underage. So when players come back in January, there's this breadth of football between college, Bourne Cups or whatever else, then national leagues. Like, players could be playing two games a week over a 6-7 week period in conditions that are not ideal. So again, it comes back to the care of the player. Are the players getting the space to be able to do what they want to do at the right time? And I think this proposal is certainly in the right direction, facilitating players, particularly our younger cohorts who are exposed to the games at this elite level. And if they like it and they can see it, they'll actually commit to it, as opposed to, I'll have a look at it, it does not really sit in well for me, I haven't got a good life balance here, and I'm going to make other decisions to do other things. So I think if we could get the balance a little bit better, which I think this proposal is suggesting, I think it'll be much more appealing to players to commit to whatever they want to do with their counties.
One of the big reasons why a lot of people, Declan, have come up against this is because of their attachment to the provincial championships. And I mean, you were part of one of the most famous provincial championship winning sides over the last 30 years in Leitrim in 1994. How do you view that now in the prism of Proposal B, the idea of this really special moment being diminished somewhat in the arguments of people on provincial councils by moving to earlier in the year?
Again, it still comes back to me about the what's best for the players. And the provincial champions, there's no doubt they have been fantastic. But then, like, when you take an outsider's look in, the reality is they probably haven't been that great for facilitating the players, really. We've had, last year, obviously, we had a great season with Tipperary and Cavan. But in general terms, it's not, to me, it's there seems to be an adjustment. And having the competition still in play, I think will, you know, still it'd be intriguing enough for the players. Like, I remember playing with Dublin and on a Bourne Cup final against Kildare in Newbridge, and it was packed to the rafters.
Yeah.
If it was a meaningful competition.
I think we beat you, did we?
Yeah, well.
It was a big celebration, honestly, because I brought this up yesterday and there was a big celebration. And I remember, like, poring over the Nationalist the next week to read all the match reports and trying to get as much of the speech as we could afterwards, because it felt like it was an important moment for that Kildare team. If I'm thinking about the right one, right? And actually, early season competitions where there is a trophy on the line, it's funny you bring up Cavan and Tipperary. They won a winter championship. Like, there's a possibility of an early spring championship that all those teams would feel like they've got a crack at Kerry on a windy day at home, perhaps, or against the Dubs down in Newbridge again, or if they were to go to any of those other Leinster counties, they will feel like they have a chance. I think players like that. I think players believe in that. And I think that we could turn that into something, particularly because it's going to be 6 months since we've seen these county players the last time playing for their counties.
I totally agree. Now, again, if you had a game of Tiddlywinks and Ulster, they'd kill each other over the game of Tiddlywinks. Like, it's just intriguing the way you're rationalising that thought process through. And again, when you look and reflect back in previous competitions, they have been really good. Once the competition is meaningful, there's a bit of buzz around it, there's a bit of media attention to it, and I think that's critical. And players will bite onto it. Players aren't silly. They realise what's at stake. And then the fans bounce onto that, and if the stadium is full, atmosphere is electric. That's the cauldron the players want to play in. And if there's anything at stake for it, that's a bonus. But, like, players, what they want to be is in a game that's meaningful. There's an atmosphere around it. It gets everybody going. And I think that's when you get the great, great rewards in games that are meaningful and just brilliant moments in competition. And that doesn't necessarily have to be a provincial competition or a championship match. It just needs a meaningful attention to it to give it a possible better outcome.
Like, and what you talk about there, the players not being stupid. I mean, I think the players have already cottoned on to the fact that the National League is their big competition, certainly when it comes to a lot of the Division 1 teams, with the exception of Ulster counties, that the National League is their best opportunity for top quality games until they get to the quarterfinals or semi-finals of the All-Ireland. And I'm sure that's something that was replicated in your camp, Declan, the fact that the National League, say for example last year, coming up against Kerry in Croke Park that first night in Croke Park, as opposed to the Leinster Championship. I'm sure there was something more about that. There was something where it's like, this game should have a little bit more value on it than being the curtain raiser to the entire season.
Like, I mean, look at when you're looking at games, I suppose, in theory, if you're lucky enough to be to possibly qualify for an All-Ireland final or at that end of the game. In reality, you probably only have about 12 games in the season. So for people within your panel to get an opportunity to show your wear in them competition, they're quite limited, actually, from a coaching perspective. You know, when you're setting out your team early on, you do have slight opportunities depending on games, but the time is limited. So, like, I mean, every game is important. And it's important right throughout the leagues, and probably more so in Division 3 and 4, particularly early doors, to get that promotion piece. And Leitrim qualified for the, and I was in Croke Park, and I think everybody at Leitrim was in Croke Park there a couple of years ago for their National League final against Derry. And it was a phenomenal occasion, even though Leitrim didn't win, but it was a celebration of everything that they did about GA. And that's, like, there's a bigger picture here as well, just not about winning and money and competition. There's players, there's communities, there's an awful lot more to be taken into consideration in this decision.
Again, on that point, I think, like, having large supporter groups travelling around the country to matches, it feels to me like there's an opportunity for an early summer festival of football where the whole country on a Saturday evening and Sunday are thinking about that weekend's games, and there's meaningful competition for the best players in that county to play in the best conditions. And we're turning away from that saying, but what about the team who finishes sixth in Division 1? And that's the counter argument. It feels a little bit mad that we're turning down the opportunity to completely revolutionise how Gaelic football works in across the whole country on the basis of a few minor points about tradition, which is fair enough. Okay, I understand tradition's important. But then it's like, oh, the sixth place team in Division 1 aren't getting a fair crack of the whip. Like, well, we could probably fix that if we thought about it.
I think the word you're using, revolutionary, is probably a bit of a challenge for the GA. So, I couldn't agree more. Obviously, there's tweaks that probably need to be made, that's for sure. But the general agenda here is really, really positive. I couldn't agree more. There was some discussion around Dublin, you know, playing in Croke Park. Like, we would have loved more games outside of Croke Park. Like, the team, the whole group, the supporters, you know, we would love to go to Killarney, Castlebar, or anywhere around the country. And obviously, anybody that has been part of that or experienced Dublin on tour, it's a phenomenal event, and it can bring such a atmosphere to any town. But no more than any, like, the Mayo fans are unbelievable supporters as well. So there's a lot there that needs to be celebrated and exposed to them moments. And I think you're right. Like, I mean, like, I was in Killarney for Cork Kerry games, like, Sheikers, like, that's such a special occasion. Turles, you know, the square in Turles. And obviously, I was lucky enough to play in the Kerry Dublin games in Turles. And what an occasion those were. People rarely remember the football, they just remember the occasion rather than anything else. So I think you're right. I think to sell the product, I think we need to get teams playing in different counties, towns, to celebrate our games and bring our best players competing against each other in them areas.
And the thing about those Turles fixtures was that it was essentially a complete fluke, whereas this new format would control that a bit more and ensure that those fixtures are more commonplace and that teams like Dublin are getting out of Dublin a little bit more and actually travelling the country, and these unique sporting events that are the centrepiece of our summer are actually far more frequent and are actually, that the whole thing is weighted in their favour to actually occur, whereas previously you're kind of like once in a generation for those sort of things to pop up.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the Super 8s definitely gave us a little bit of a look at it, depending on the draw. We were up in Oma, a great occasion as well, and what reminded me of the memory I have of Oma was actually after the game, and our players on the pitch with the Tyrone players and the pitch full of supporters and kids, and they get to touch their idols, and, you know, they get to see them. They're real, they're human, they're just one of us. And I think that's the uniqueness of the GA, where other sports probably don't. They kind of a separation away from the supporters, and I think that's not to be underestimated, that, you know, it's a celebration of what we're about. And during COVID, that was exemplified by how our communities and GA clubs put their hand up to help our communities in those. And I think it's no different here. We should be celebrating around our teams, our top players, our top, you know, any team or any county team should be celebrated when they go to play a game, and make it just more about than the game of football.
one of the things that's been pointed out today and repeatedly is that next year, if the status quo persists, all of the early part of the summer will essentially be the Leinster hurling round robin and the Munster hurling round robin on television. And we might get, if the draw maybe gives us a good game in Ulster early, or perhaps if Mayo get drawn against Galway early on, we might get those games on TV. But otherwise, football essentially doesn't start until the provincial final weekend. And even then, in some cases, that's only really two provinces where that might be good. So it just feels like there's a huge own goal being scored here. Again, just to go back in terms of the do you think that this has a chance of getting through this weekend, or has the ship sailed?
For me, regardless of whether it gets through or not, it's on the agenda, and it's only a matter of time before something does get through. And in fairness to Conor, like, for people to step up to put their hands up and suggest a plan, they deserve credit. Whether it's right or wrong, they deserve great credit for putting their brain trust towards this, to actually trying to facilitate. And if I was a team in Division 3 or 4, I'd be pretty proud of our organisation, that they're at least suggesting that there is acknowledging us as teams and players, but also trying to find a way that will make it better for us. And we all know there's challenges here, but I think that's really, really important for a player that's in Leitrim at the minute, knows that the organisation is at least trying to facilitate his needs so that he can compete and play at a meaningful level. I think that's really, really important. Will it get through? I'm not sure. It'd be tight. It's always very tight in these votes. But at least it has shone a light on this issue. And I think if we continue to shine a light on it, I have no doubt, whether it be next year or the year after, something's going to have to happen. We all know it's not right and we need to fix.
I haven't heard officially how Dublin are going to vote, but it's interesting that you're coming out saying that you think this is a good thing, because the easy thing for Dublin to do would be to say, sure, look, the Leinster Championship works very well for us. We get to tune up for whatever comes after that, whether it's a Super 8 or straight knockout. It has worked pretty well for us over the last while. So, like, I think it's not insignificant that somebody involved with that Dublin team is saying, actually, we do need change.
Yeah, I can. There might be a misinterpretation there, but particularly within the team and the coaching staff, they do not get obsessed by this level of detail and competition stuff. Like, we're just happy to get out and play a game. We never got over obsessed about playing in Croke Park, or needed to say that we needed to play in Croke Park. That was never, like, if the game was fixed, wherever it was, we were happy to play. And I don't think that's any different with Desi at the minute, or the lads, or previously with Dublin teams. They're just happy to play games wherever the GA decide to play it. So again, they'd be very conscious as well of what's going around in other counties. And we're not foolish either. Like, we have seen, and it's not good either. We know ourselves that, you know, when you play a team and you beat them by 20, 25 points, you know, yeah, you might have done well, but like, there's other impactors there as well. And that's not right either. They're not foolish either. We're all Gaels and we all want to see the system better. So I don't think there'd be any agenda from Dublin to be holding the existing format just for their better need, because the reality is, you know, the top teams in general competition in sport always rise to the top, no matter what the rules. And that's no different. I don't think it's going to change in the GAA format.
Yeah, I suppose that is in stark contrast with some of the other power units in the GAA who seem to be voting purely out of self-interest, as opposed to thinking what's best for the teams, particularly who are getting beaten by 20, 25 points. And look, you know, you're coming on this morning. I think it's to be commended that somebody with your experience of both sides of this coin is actually willing, again, to put the head above the parapet. So thanks very much for that, Declan. And like, if this doesn't happen and the status quo persists,
the number one thing here is what's best for the players in totality. You're not going to keep everybody happy, but the players must become front and center here and facilitating their needs, because if they're not committed to it, like, what's the point really? And I think, in general terms, what I've experienced is players are unbelievably committed to this. They really want to be part of it. And what we don't want to do is put roadblocks in front of them to prevent them committing to what they would love to do. And I'm hoping that, you never know, we might get the vote and start that journey. Because I actually think that the plan probably is not perfect, and everybody would know it's not perfect. But I'm sure if we start it off, at least we'll adjust as we go, and make it as good as we can for our players.